All right, so I want to just finish this file set today. I'm going to skip a couple of files and then start here on this quite important method called the accept-reject method, which allows you to generate in a quite practical way arbitrary probability distributions. Now, if you can integrate the probability distribution, then you can use some simple analytic methods, but in general you cannot do that. And so in general you're just given some probability distribution P of X, which is returned to you by some in general complicated function, and all you can do is, given X, find P of X. So this page here gives you a very simple way of calculating X according to the distribution P of X. So the first thing you need is something that most efficiently is the maximum value of P of X, but actually can be any number larger than the maximum value of the probability. And so your algorithm looks as follows. You generate any value, you generate a value of X uniformly in the range X1 to X2. So that's not yet going to, P of X is uniform. Then you generate another random number uniformly in 0 to 1, and then you examine that value. And if you then you take the ratio of P of X over W max, which is this which you can think of as the maximum value of P, and you look at the new random number R. If an R is larger than P of X over W max, you reject X and you start again at this point star where you generate X uniformly. Otherwise you accept X. So if you think about that algorithm, you see this step here is accepting X with a probability that is just P of X. Because if P of X, for instance, is equal to W of max, so it's equal to its maximum value of P, then you will always accept it. If P of X is very small, you'll nearly always reject it. So P of X over P max is just a number less than or equal to 1, which is the relative probability of that you want to get, and this strategy just accepts X with that relative probability.